Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the last parak of Maseches Yuma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Parak Ches, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Now, it's Asher and Yom Kippur to eat any amount of food, to drink any amount of drink, but the Chiv Kares is only if you have a shear. You only have to bring a Chatos if you did it B'Shogeg, or Chiv Kares if you did it B'Mezid, if you drink a certain amount or you eat a certain amount. How much is that amount? Ha'ochel k'choseb sagasa. If a person eats an amount of food that's the size of a large date, meaning it's a date from a date palm that grows in Eretz Yisrael, where they have larger than average dates. That's why it's a large date. Kamoa ukagarinasa, in the volume of not only the fruit itself, but the fruit including the pit. Meaning when you're measuring the volume of the date, you include the pit. You don't include the space that's in between the flesh of the date and the pit. So in order to get the volume of a large date, you'd have to squeeze it first so that you squeeze out the airspace in between, but then you would have the size of a koseves hagasa. Vashosamalalugma, if a person drinks a cheekful of liquid, it doesn't mean that the liquid fills both cheeks. It means that an amount of liquid that would cause one of your cheeks to bulge if you try to push it all to one side of your mouth. So that amount is measured based on each and every individual person. It's more than, it's obviously more for a larger person and less for a smaller person. So sometimes when you have a chola who is instructed by a rav to have pachos mikashir on Yom Kippur, so they measure the shear in advance by measuring their own personal cheekful. A lot of times poskim will just say, take a 1 ounce shot glass, every 8 minutes or whatever, and they know that a 1 ounce shot glass is definitely less, even if you're a very small person. But mekra din, it doesn't have to be a 1 ounce shot glass. Just rarely does someone actually need to, if you have that every 10 minutes or so, or every 8 minutes, rarely do you need more than 6 ounces of liquid every hour if a person needs to have liquid. But so poskim can generally get away with saying that without complicating things for people. But meikar adin, you could just measure in your own cheekful. So anyway, hashosam malolugmav, or if you eat a kasev sagas, or you eat or you drink a malolugmav chayiv, then you're chayiv kares for violating Yom Kippur. This is obviously very different than all other isurei achila, where the shear is a kezayis. So the kasev sagas is bigger than a kezayis, and the reason for the difference is that in order to violate other isurei achila, you have to eat enough that would be considered an achila, and we define achila as kezayis. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, it never says anything in the Torah about achila. It just says that there's a mitzvah of inui. So apparently, having less than a kesev sagasa, while it may be an achila, is still a fulfillment of inui. And the same is true when it comes to the liquid. It's just a different measure. So you can have a different shear for different people. So the Mishnah tells us the halacha about someone who eats and drinks different foods and different drinks all at the same time. If you have a bunch of different types of food, they're all mitzdarif to that one shear of koseves. So if you have a chatzi koseves agasa of basar and a chatzi koseves agasa of peros, you're still going to be chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur. And all liquids combined to the shear of melalugmav. But food and drink don't combine with each other. So if you have half of a cheekful and half of a koseves agasa of food, half of a cheekful of liquid and half of a koseves agasa of food, then you're not going to be chayiv. In general, that's the rule, that whenever you have two different shiurim, then you know that that they're not mitzdarif with each other. But if you have the same shir and the same iser, they are usually mitzdarif with each other. Okay, now Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about the following. If a person ate or did melacha on Yom Kippur, b'shogeg, so you bring a korban chatas. It means you either didn't know that it was Yom Kippur, or you forgot that it was Yom Kippur, or you didn't know that this thing that you just did is asur to do on Yom Kippur. Didn't know that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Didn't know that you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Kippur. So the rule is that if a person violated several different yisurim that you're chayiv to bring a chatas for, you have to bring a separate chatas for each iser. But if you do the same iser many times, you bring only one korban chatas for all of the violations. But that's only if you were unaware at the time that you did the iser, and you remained unaware as you continue to repeat the Isser. But if in between violations of the same Isser, you had become aware in between and then just forgot again, so that breaks up between the two Isurim, and now you're going to be chayiv two chata'os. So the Mishnah is going to talk about someone who violates Yom Kippur twice, behelem echad, in one period of unawareness. So, achal, v'shasa, behelem echad. If a person ate and drank on Yom Kippur in one period of unawareness, so you didn't realize in between you're eating of a kosev sagasa and you're drinking of a melo lugmav, that you... that it was Yom Kippur, so einu chayiv el chat sachas, you only chayiv one chatas. But achal v'asa malacha, but if a person did achila and did malacha all in one period of unawareness, chayiv shtei chatos, then you're going to be chayiv two separate korbanos chatos. Because while achila v'shtia are the same iser, achila and malacha are two separate isurim. Achal achlin shein ruin l'achila. If a person ate food that's not roi l'achila, something that's really sour or bitter or just not right, something that a person normally wouldn't eat, v'shasa mashin shein ruin l'shtia, or you drink something that a person would normally not drink, v'shasa tzira murias, and even if a person drank fish brine that oozes out of a fish or fish fats, pater. He's pater from a chiyuv chatos because there's a mitzvah of inoy, and eating food that's not roi l'achila, drinking drinks that are not roi l'achila, doesn't satisfy a person, and therefore he has not violated inoy. Now, we mentioned the thing about fish because those liquids are used as dips and things like that, so even though they're edible as a dip, but they're not edible as a food. So if you drink them plain, that's disgusting, and therefore that would still be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of inoy. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we learned that if a person, that the shear of achila and Yom Kippur is kosev sagasa, counting the pit of the date as well, and the shear of shesia is a melo lugmav, and that all different foods that you eat together combined to the shear of a kosev sagasa, all drinks combined to the shear of a melo lugmav, but food and drink don't combine together. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you eat and you drink in one period of forgetfulness, you only chayiv one korban chatos, but because that's the same as eating and drinking. But if you eat and you do malacha in one period of forgetfulness, then you chayiv two chataos. If you eat food that's not roi l'achila, you drink something that's not roi l'shtia, or you drink fish brine, which is also not roi l'shtia in its own right, so you're going to be pater because that is not a violation of inoy. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perches, Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey.